You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland University Student Association notified students they were unable to disaffiliate the pro-life club after a student vote in favour of the disaffiliation, due to their lawyer's recommendations. I spoke with President of AUSA Will Matthews on the matter and asked him to explain the situation in more depth.
We approached a firm called Wells & Co. to ask three questions. Firstly, in saying if AUSA could be considered a public entity under the New Zealand Bill of Rights. And regardless of that question, whether the argument that groups are putting up that the disaffiliation was a suppression of the pro-life group's various rights. Third one was whether there was anything else in the question that could risk breaching AUSA's constitution or leaving AUSA exposed in any way. So what came back from that was that there was a strong case that it was not a breach of rights under NZ Bora, but that because of the wording of the question as a compound question, it could be considered biased or misleading if students wanted to answer one way to the first question and a different way to the second question. Because of that, we've decided that it was unconstitutional and that the question has been void.
So in my discussion with people at Auckland Uni, a lot of people believe it's the AUSA executive who's put forward the question. I was wondering if you could clarify on that a bit more.
Yeah, no. The AUSA is an impartial facilitator of this referendum. Questions can be put forward by any member of AUSA. And in this case, a member of AUSA was the one that put the question forward. It has not been endorsed or in any way supported by AUSA.
So a lot of people were also concerned that it was a suppression of religious freedom in the sense of suppressing ideologies.
Yeah, so look, I think the thing is a lot of people didn't understand what disaffiliation and affiliation actually meant. Any club that is disaffiliated from AUSA loses none of the rights or privileges that they enjoy as a club that's recognised by the University of Auckland. It's really important to get that distinction. You can be a recognised club by the University of Auckland and or an affiliated club to AUSA. But in this case, if the pro-life club had been disaffiliated, they would have lost none of the privileges they enjoyed before, aside from formal recognition by the student community. And what our lawyers told us was that meant that it did not constitute a breach of their rights and freedoms.
What are the advantages of being a club affiliated with AUSA?
You get the formal recognition of the student body. So, AUSA supports you, in your endeavours around the university. And students have said that they want this group to be a part of their community. There's a little bit of a divide between AUSA and campus life over what affiliation actually means, so we will be working with them over the next couple of weeks to resolve that. And that's a bit of a loophole from when AUSA handed over club's control to campus life in 2012.
So you'll be changing things with campus life. On top of that, will you be potentially having another referendum branching off the two questions in two sections?
No one from AUSA has put that question forward, as far as I know. There is a submission window currently open, which ends at 5 o'clock today, and students are perfectly entitled to put whatever questions they want forward. One thing that we're doing differently this time is that all questions will go through our lawyers before they become part of the referendum instead of during, so that should offer a bit more legal protection.
Any further comments you want to make on the issue?
No, we're just happy that the situation has been resolved and the AUSA's constitution has been adhered to. Throughout all of this, AUSA has just stuck to its own constitution and followed its own rules, and I'm really happy with the balanced way that AUSA has conducted itself throughout the entire time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.